Enbridge has to explain why areas of protective coating on Line 5, where it runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac, were accidentally removed, and give an update on the company's plans to comply with an agreement to fix that. Guy Jarvis with Enbridge says the company understands the fate of Line 5 hangs in the balance.
We're committed to the letter and spirit of this important agreement and to the actions outlined in the agreement that move us toward a longer-term set of decisions about the future of Line 5.
Environmental groups will also be there to demand the State Pipeline Council call for the shutdown of Line 5 as a threat to the Great Lakes. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.